Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Well, I'll tell you what the interesting thing I observe, and Jonathan Chancellor can give me more of this, is John Simon has said that property prices could drop 10 or 20%. We've heard even this evening from Bill Moss, one of the foremost property experts, that house prices could drop 30% if the Labor policy were to get up. Did people stop buying houses over the weekend as a result of this, Jonathan?
No. I mean, that is the remarkable thing. I think what these comments that are, I think are all entirely justifiable and possibly predictable, what they're doing is sending mums and dads to where they know best, and that is property, rather than the stock market, rather than superannuation. So I think there's this undercurrent of, well, let's get in now, because if the Labor Party does win, they've said that they'll quarantine the negative gearing to new property from July 2017. So that's another 14 months away. And that's what I think people are doing. They're thinking, well, we may as well get in now during this lull. But the lull, which was supposed to be a bit of a downturn, has got strength, because the clearance rate on the weekends was 70% plus in both Sydney and Melbourne.
So that, which is strong. We should explain to people that that is historically very, very strong. If you're selling, you know, 7 out of every 10 properties that are coming up for sale via auction.
Well, it was 20% in Perth, so that's weak.
Yes, that's so true. What about other parts? What was Queensland like?
Brisbane was actually reasonable, 51%. So that was probably one of the strongest weekends there. Brisbane had the cheapest sale around the country this weekend, Ross, because it was $220,000. At Regency Downs, out in the Lockyer Valley, it was a mortgagee sale at $220,000. Having last sold about 13 years ago for $73,000. So it's gone up about threefold in 13 years.
All right, I want you to go to two properties that really stand out for me, two trophy homes. One is the historic home of the very famous Smorgon family in Melbourne, in Toorak. The other one is the Palazzo Georges, the home of the flamboyant rag trader George Georges and his wife Kathy. What sort of prices are on these two properties?
Well, I think the Toorak one, they want a record Melbourne price, so that's $26 million plus.
Wow.
It took them 3 years to conceive it and then 3 years to build it. So you're basically saving 6 years of your life if you spend the 26.
And quickly on the other one?
$20 million they want in Sylvania. Quite a remarkable home. It's very Versace Palazzo. The home, not this one, used to be owned by Jack Brabham and Keith Lord, so it has some extraordinary pedigree. Must be in a fabulous position down there in the Shire.
I've got to tell you, it's great stuff. Always good to have him on the program. Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au, and that's the program for this evening. We'll see you tomorrow night right here on Money News.